Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, Mike, I know it's been a busy day for you guys with this announcement. What was the main reason? I know it's PGA driven, but the salesmanship club, of course, I know is the one that puts on the Byron Nelson tournament. So what was involved in choosing to step away from Southern Dallas after this year?
I would say there were really two things. You know, the tour, first of all, is, you know, very focused on charity. I'd say of all professional sporting associations, the tour, there's no one that focuses on charity like the PGA Tour. And of course, everything we do begins and ends with the kids and families that we serve through the Momentous Institute. So the first 2 years, the financial results from the tournament were, you know, very disappointing. It was not anticipated that they would be so disappointing. So when the showcase charity for the PGA Tour, and we're probably, well, we are definitely, we've raised more money for charity than any other tournament on the PGA Tour. And I'm pretty sure we might be even be the oldest of the tour charities, or at least the charities that the tour is affiliated with through its tournament. So, you know, we were very concerned about the financial results and the tour because of their focus on charity. They were very concerned. And then add to that the extreme weather conditions that we experienced in the first 2 years, particularly last year when we had the rain, which caused some flooding, not on the golf course, but on the areas around the golf course that are part of the infrastructure that's needed to efficiently and safely operate the tournament. It made it very challenging, and some of the issues were, you know, the tour just decided, you know, these issues are insurmountable because, you know, we can't control the weather, and some of the areas where we need to be able to transport things and, you know, vendor routes and all those things, when they're underwater, you know, you really, there isn't a solution. I mean, you force some of that traffic up onto the golf course, and then, you know, that's not healthy because you've got, you know, vendor carts and people trying to watch golf. And it was just, I think that combined with the financial results, the tour just decided that we really do need to look at moving the tournament to a golf course that is surrounded by more supportive infrastructure for sure.
Of course, it was held in Las Colinas for a long time, for 4 decades. I know there's nothing been official. What do you think the chances are that it moves back to Las Colinas, at least in the short term?
Yeah, I mean, that's logical. The tour has probably already started, you know, an evaluation of golf courses, but you know, they haven't brought us into the discussion yet, but they will. I mean, they'll come back to us, and, you know, we'll get an opportunity to weigh in. And certainly, I mean, it makes perfect sense to go back there to us. We know how to operate a golf tournament there. All the infrastructure's there. So that's going to be, I'm sure, on the short list, the very short list. But, you know, the PGA Tour has their own way of doing things. And our mantra is pretty much we play the AT&T Byron Nelson wherever and whenever the PGA Tour tells us we're playing it. So, but I know they'll include us in the process. I'm confident they will. And I'll be surprised if this hasn't been resolved in the, you know, in a few weeks. We're not talking about a few months here. This won't be a long drawn out process.
Obviously the economic impact, and of course the impact that it has on your charity and the ability to impact lives, that was a big factor here. How much of a factor is it that the tournament at this point was just not drawing the names to Trinity Forest like you would want it to?
I know a lot of the sports writers like to talk about the field, but that really doesn't have that much to do with it. We had fields that were considered weak fields at Las Colinas, too, and it didn't impact our bottom line like this has. I know our last year at Las Colinas, we actually had a pretty good feel that year. We had some of the top players, but that wasn't the case every year. You know, and the golf writers around here sure let us know about it, too. You know, in fact, it's kind of funny that before we left Las Colinas, we were hearing, oh, you guys are never going to get a good field on that golf course. Y'all, you know, it's pathetic, it's weak. And, you know, we moved to another golf course, and now they're saying the same thing there. So the bottom line on the PGA Tour is every tournament wants a better field, and the players do their schedules pretty much based upon date and, you know, where they live and what other events they want to play. And now the tour has condensed the schedule so much by moving all the playoff events to August that, you know, it's harder and harder for tour pros to play the big time events that are now in Asia and Mexico and, you know, international venues, and still have a tour schedule that might look like something that Lanny Watkins or Tom Watson, you know, that those guys would have played back in the day. It's different now. So I don't agree with those who say it's the field. But, and I say that from, you know, I've got history. I know what our results were at Las Colinas when we were considered to have had less than ideal, you know, player fields.
I understand it certainly is a different time. So in your experience, and you've been at this for many years now in the salesmanship club's experience, what is the key to a great tournament that draws fans, that wants, they want to have a great time and they want to spend a bunch of money that that helps out your charity? What are the most important things?
Well, I think we have to remember that people don't go, and historically they haven't gone to the AT&T Byron Nelson to just watch golf. I mean, it's an entertainment. It's a rite of spring. We heard a lot on social media about what happened to the party, you know. So people go for a variety of reasons, but I think that the category that all those reasons fall under is entertainment. So you've got the quote-unquote party, and you've got the golf, and, you know, you've got all of those things that people enjoy, you know, when the weather gets good in the spring and they're going out on a Friday afternoon and skipping out of the office. You know, I think what we've learned out of all of this is that really was something that people enjoyed doing. And, you know, that's a world-class golf course, Trinity Forest. Don't make no mistake, that is a fantastic golf course. And it's to be commended. Bill Coore and Ben Crenshaw designed something really cool there. And the players that have played it, you know, we haven't heard much criticism. Unfortunately, the criticism that we've heard was loud, you know, Matt Kuchar and that kind of stuff. But for the most part, the players have, you know, it's been a thumbs up. They've enjoyed playing that golf course. But, you know, folks in Dallas, when they go out to the Nelson, they don't want to just see golf. You know, they want to be entertained, and they want that party element, and they want to be able to go out afterwards and, you know, meet their friends at a, you know, restaurant or, you know, sports bar or whatever. And, you know, that's just one thing that area around Trinity Forest just hasn't developed there yet. And even though it's been 7 years since the announcement was made, you know, the business community so far just hasn't gotten there yet. And I think that's impacted the what we've heard and read about why people, you know, may be shying away from going. It's just not the entertainment venue they're used to from where we were before.
Excellent insight. Thank you so much, Mike, for your time today. I really appreciate it. And best of luck to you guys as you try to get this back to where we all know that it can be.
You know, we want the right story to get out. And the Salesmanship Club has been in Southern Dallas for over 30 years. It's where all of our programs are. You know, most of the families and kids we serve live in the Southern Dallas area. And when the tour moved the event to Trinity Forest, all we did was expand our footprint in Southern Dallas. So we're not leaving. We've got programs in place in that community, and we're not leaving Trinity Forest. We've got events that we're going to continue to hold there. The fact that the tour is moving to Byron Nelson is not an indication that we're not going to continue to support Trinity Forest. A lot of good has come from that. You know, first tee, those kids are getting opportunities to do things they would have never had without Trinity Forest. So we do need to focus on the positive that's come out of this. It's not just about the Byron Nelson. It's about other things that are positive about that golf course and what it's brought.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.